Dear friends in Christ, today's readings take us back in spirit to Lent because they're very penitential in character. They remind us of the need to honestly examine our conscience, to recognize our sins and failings, and humbly to ask God's forgiveness. Specifically, the way that we can often divert attention from our own shortcomings is by focusing too much on those of others. Common situation. We hear about that in the first Bible reading this morning. We hear about King David. Now, he became a great man of God, but he wasn't always like that. He abused his power as king to commit some utterly terrible and despicable sins. First, he commits adultery with the wife of one of his top army officers. Then she gets pregnant. When he hears she's pregnant, he tries to cover it up and maybe try to... He's the father of the child. No, it doesn't work. So what does he do? He organizes for his loyal general or officer to get killed by ordering the generals to put him right in the very front line of battle in the next encounter. So he's killed, and then he marries Bathsheba, the woman he's got pregnant. Utterly despicable. And the way that God drew that to his attention was by a remarkable prophecy from the prophet Nathan at that time. God told him all about David's terrible deception and adultery and murder. So what happens? Nathan comes to the king and tells him a little parable about a man who's very rich and he has a whole lot of sheep. And then there's a very poor neighbor who just has one little lamb. And the rich man invites people to his banquet. And instead of killing a couple of his own sheep for the banquet, what does he do? He steals the one little sheep of that poor man and kills that. And so David reacts, "What a despicable thing to do. That guy deserves to die." And Nathan says to the king, "You are that man. You're the one who has treated unjustly this loyal and honest servant of yours with his wife and then getting him killed." But there's a happy ending to the story because David says, "I've sinned." He recognizes the terrible thing that he's done, and he's so sorry about it that he actually writes, under God's inspiration, one of the most wonderful psalms, Psalm number 50. It even says in the introduction, this psalm was composed by King David after he'd repented of his crime with Bathsheba and her husband. It's the Miserere, the psalm that begins, "Lord, have mercy on me." And it goes, it's a wonderful reflection on our sinfulness, repentance, and God's mercy. The gospel reading is something similar. The woman who is known as a public sinner, she's got a bad reputation, probably a prostitute. And she comes in where Jesus is invited to the house of the Pharisee and shows her faith and love, kneeling down, anointing his feet, washing his feet, drying them with her long hair. And the Pharisee, all he could think about is, "Oh, this woman's a sinner." And Jesus reminds him, "In your self-righteousness, you haven't noticed that you were lacking even the normal signs of hospitality when I came into your house. But because she's loved me very much, she's received a lot of grace. She's been forgiven a whole lot. And she loves me more for that." So one way that we can divert attention away from our own sins is by focusing on those of others. Another way is by focusing on our presumed good deeds, the good things we think we've done. Maybe they are good things. But St. Paul reminds us in the second reading today, writing to the Galatians, that if we are in mortal sin, if we're alienated from God, then no amount of good deeds, generosity, doing all sorts of great things, public contribution, none of that can make up for that all for that sin. All we can do is humbly repent and ask God's forgiveness. That's what St. Paul means when he said that. He says justification, that means being forgiven sins, especially serious sins. That's a free gift. We can't merit it or deserve it. The only one who merited that for all of us was Jesus dying on the cross. So St. Paul ends up saying, if our good works were enough to earn us heaven, then Jesus died on the cross in vain. Once again, to conclude our brief reflections this morning, let's be very honest with ourselves, examining our conscience regularly, honestly recognizing where we've fallen short, and not focusing too much on the sins of others, not focusing too much on our own good or presumably good deeds, simply depending on God's mercy. There's a great temptation. Sometimes we can justly be concerned and indignant at the sins of others. I'm sure all of us this morning are rightly indignant at the terrible, seemingly terrorist attacks last night in Orlando. Last I heard on the news this morning, 20 people killed, dozens of them taken to hospital. It seems like it's the worst terrorist attack in this country since 9/11. Yes, we are, and we should be indignant about that. But let's not forget to keep looking at our own conscience and realizing that we too need God's forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.